is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. On the heels of the United States granting emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma, the World Health Organization says researchers will be looking for clearer results from the therapeutic. Here's the WHO chief scientist at a Monday news briefing.
I think the most important question really is about its efficacy and safety being proven in randomized trials, and I hope that we will get that evidence in the coming weeks.
U.S. President Donald Trump made the announcement about convalescent plasma treatment for COVID-19 after White House officials complained there were politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration. President Trump criticized the FDA on Twitter over the weekend for making it difficult to test and approve a vaccine and therapeutics for the disease. As COVID-19 spike continues in South Korea, officials there tighten social distancing restrictions nationwide. Here's AP's Charles de la Desma.
The 266 cases reported by the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention come after three consecutive days of over 300 increases, although infection numbers tend to be lower at the start of the week due to the lesser number of tests at weekends. The KCDC says just over 200 of the new cases came from the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, home to half of the country's 51 million population, where health workers have struggled to track transmissions linked to various sources, including churches, restaurants, schools, and workers. I'm Charles de la Desma.
India now leads the world with coronavirus infections as the country has reached a caseload of more than 3 million. Via remote, this is VOA News. A spokesperson for Eastern Libyan strongman Khalid